Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Sorry.
That's all you had.
That's all I got. This story is a roller coaster of just up and down emotions.
Okay. And strap in, because it's scary.
Right. A woman was declared legally dead by paramedics and then found alive at a funeral home in Detroit. On Sunday, a woman who had been passed away, and the paramedic said, "I'm sorry, she's gone." They took her to the mortuary, where she then woke up and was breathing.
Okay.
That's the best I had to.
No. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. What part? Oh, God, I have so many questions. First of all, why did they think she was dead? Like, what were the circumstances where the paramedics had to be called?
That I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't say, actually. But when the paramedics showed up on Sunday morning, they had a call of an unresponsive female. They tried CPR for over 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah. They were doing all of the readings in the condition of the patient, but the patient had no sign of life. So the paramedics, the fire department clarified with the paramedics that they took the woman to a hospital where a physician pronounced her dead.
So okay. Three groups.
Okay. Yeah.
Firefighters, EMT, and a doctor.
Okay, because that's what I was going to say. Like, does the EMT take you straight to
nope.
The funeral home?
Right. So they don't. So that's why they had to take it to the hospital, just to make sure. Forensic pathologist at the coroner's office released the body to the woman's family to make arrangements to have the body picked up by a funeral home of their choosing. So they did. They took her to the funeral home, and the woman woke up.
In a body bag,
yeah.
Right?
No!
And those body bags...
No!
Those body bags can't be unzipped from the inside, obviously.
Right, yeah. There's really no need to.
Can you imagine working in that morgue?
Could you imagine being that woman?
I understand that, but, like, she's probably never going to find herself alive in a body bag again. Those people that work at that morgue still have to have dead bodies come in, and now they're just always going
to
wonder.
Could happen to any of them now.
Okay, do we know what the circumstances were like? Okay, so she's in there, she's in a body bag. Was she yelling? Like, what made them unzip it?
We don't have that information,
oh
but can you
God!
Imagine?
I think it only says that they found her breathing.
Right.
So probably not screaming, maybe not fully conscious, but definitely, but maybe they could hear labored breathing coming from a bag, which doesn't make it less scary. Listen, this is 2020. And everything's going wrong.
100% true.
Are we sure that she's not a zombie?
No.
Has anybody stuck her with a pin to see if she reacted to it?
The apocalypse would start in Detroit.
It would.
It would, yeah.
It really would.
Here's a clip from the woman's mother.
The lady said, "Ma'am, your daughter is on her way to Sinai Grace Hospital. She's breathing. She's alive. This devastated my life. Then she just told me, no, ma'am, your daughter is breathing. Your daughter is breathing. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean she's breathing?
Can you imagine that?
No.
Being told that your child is dead and then your child is alive?
I mean, that's better than your child is dead and then they just stay dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God. Okay. There aren't enough details in this story.
No, they're not.
How much time passed?
Well, over 30 minutes at least.
No, I mean from the time that they brought her to the hospital to the time that she, woke up in the... was breathing in the... Okay, so how is she now?
I think it's... I mean, this story just happened on Sunday.
Yeah.
So Sunday morning, she was declared dead.
Right.
Probably by Sunday night or Monday morning, she came back to life.
So how is she now?
She's at the hospital now.
She conscious?
The hospital officials have declined to release any information on her.
That is suspicious.
That is suspicious.
I am telling you guys, this is the zombie apocalypse, or she could be the second coming of Christ.
That is true.
Listen to this. This is from the deputy commissioner of the fire department. He said, quote, they did the normal medical interventions, and that's when the funeral home told them that she was to be embalmed and all of that. It kind of surprised us. We couldn't believe it. She was what, minutes, hours away from being embalmed?
Embalmed, Katie.
And she was alive.
Thank God she wasn't in, a cooler.
Embalmed, Katie.
I know that.
She probably wasn't a cooler. I think the morgue is very cold.
No, but I mean one of those looks like a filing cabinet.
Oh,
the refrigerator and the wall ones.
Well, I don't know which is worse, that being in one of those dead person drawers or being in a body bag, which would be scarier. I feel like in a dead person drawer, at the very least, you could push yourself out of it a little bit more.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
If I was trapped in a bag, I can't talk about it without almost throwing up.
You're so claustrophobic.
I'm going to throw up.
Don't throw up.
Think about being inside. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, you want me to resuscitate you?
Oh, my God. Think about being... I can't do it.
Okay.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.